On our show today, I'm Phil Nee, and we're talking about Schmidt-Wilden Hills, and we're talking about many upcoming events, plus some history, because it's an important year, the 60th anniversary of Schmidt-Wilden Hills, as we know it. And joining us today, we'll introduce you to Administrator Addison Platt and Jeremy Walsh, Development Director, as well, as we kind of cruise to Schmidt-Wilden Hills trivia and history today. And we'll introduce you, first of all, to Addison. Good to have you in the studio with us for the first time today.
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I actually grew up in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, so about an hour from here in Richland Center. I then went to UW-Eau Claire and studied healthcare administration. I graduated there in 2024 and actually took my first job here at Schmidt-Wilden Hills. I'm coming up on about 1 year as the administrator there, and it's been a really good experience for me. Right now I live in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, so I drive about 45, 35 minutes to get to work every day, and I've been really enjoying it so far.
What attracted you? So I'm curious, because had you been to Richland Center before in your life?
I played sports here a couple times, volleyball tournaments, stuff like that. I wasn't super familiar with the area, but I was looking to move back a little closer to my family, who still is in the Dells area. So I kind of was just applying for jobs within the hour range. And when I went into Schmidt to do my interview, it was a super welcoming environment. I really liked the team there. It being a nonprofit facility really drew me into the building as well. So
what encouraged you, or what inspired you to get into healthcare?
Yeah. So growing up, I always wanted to be in healthcare in some format. When I was in high school, I actually got my nursing assistant certification. So I did actually do the direct patient care. I think kind of having an impact on the bigger picture of the overall operations and impact on the residents was really intriguing to me. So that kind of led me into the path of administration.
Great. Great to have you in here. And Jeremy, what about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up here in Richland Center. Lived here most of my life. I've moved away a couple of times, went to Madison to go to school, and moved back here to raise my family. I worked in maintenance for quite a while in the hospital here in town and Lori Knapp. Then I came to Schmidt about 3 years ago. I oversaw maintenance and housekeeping for the first 2.5 years. And then last fall, when Bill Bartlett decided to retire from development, I took a leap to try to go into development. That's kind of the area that I went to school for. So,
So describe what you do. What does your job entail?
Really, I spend all of my time either doing marketing for Schmidt-Wilden Hills and looking at ways we can do fundraising, from events to looking for grant opportunities that we can look at.
I know this is an important year then for marketing, being the anniversary year, isn't it?
It is an important year. We've got a lot of things going on this year. We just finished up our first ever Easter basket online raffle or online auction. We had 13 Easter baskets that were donated by staff, by family members, and by board members of Schmidt-Wilden Hills. We auctioned them online and raised about $800. And we're pretty happy with that for our first year. Mm-hmm. So we plan on doing that annually from now on. We'd like to thank everybody that donated baskets and bid on the baskets. We couldn't have done it without everybody that participated. So look forward to that again next year.
That's a fun thing. Did the Easter Bunny come visit then or not?
The Easter Bunny did show up at Schmidt-Wilden Hills.
It did.
I was not there to see the Easter Bunny, but he was there.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's 60th anniversary, and I know that you've been kind of studying up, Addison, on some of the history. So can you give us kind of an overview of Schmidt-Wilden Hills and how it started and everything?
Yeah, of course. So the building was actually built in 1964. It was funded by William Schmidt. It was a legacy fund for him. So that's kind of how we originally got started. our doors then opened in 1965. So that's 20 years ago now. They actually opened in April of 1965. So this month was 60 years. The building was actually originally named the Schmidt Methodist Home. That's how it started, and then later transitioned into being Schmidt Woodland Hills. So the original building had an addition in 1982, and that's when our north wing and the small addition of the west wing got put on. That is now our assisted living. And then restoration and therapy was added in 1986 and our CBRF in 1987, and it operated that way. And then our new 50-bed skilled nursing facility was completed in 2015. So that's about 10 years ago now that that was opened.
It's really a large campus, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten lost in there before.
I just started finding my way around.
with all the wings, but it's really impressive and very home-like, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, a lot of our residents really have enjoyed that they can move in there as independent, up in their apartment, and then as their needs change and they age a little more, they're able to stay with Schmidt for the rest of their life. And I think that is really comforting to a lot of our people that live there, and we do have quite a few people that have lived for a very long time at Schmidt. So
people really build relationships there that last. Even when they move from one part of our continuum to another, they continue that relationship. And we have people that would go from assistant living up back to the apartments to do activities and stuff. So it's really nice for the residents too, that they have that relationship that continues.
Yeah. And you got an excellent staff there, don't you?
We do.
Yep. And in terms of some of the services you offer, can you talk about that, Addison?
Yeah. So as we kind of talked about before, we do have independent apartments and assisted living. And then we also have our skilled nursing facility, so that can be long-term or rehab. So we offer PT, OT, speech, those three therapies, and then obviously other services as well. So when you're in the assisted living or in the apartments, we have meal services, housekeeping services, activities, again, just to kind of help people be able to stay in their home as long as they can, their home being the apartment. If they just need that little extra help with meals or cleaning, we even offer med management or bathing up there too, just to give that little bit of extra assistance.
And a beauty salon, a beautician,
right? We do have that too. So all of our residents that live at Schmidt are able to go just downstairs to the beauty shop, and that's open usually Monday through Friday, and they can make appointments and they don't even have to leave to get their hair done. So a lot of them really enjoy that.
And you have some people that stay only for the winter months, don't you?
Yep. So we do offer that, where you can come and kind of try it out. We do actually have quite a few people that have done that, and then just decided they were going to stay. I think a lot of people just enjoy having the ability to have access to someone to help them all the time. Even up in our apartments, if someone has a fall or needs some help, they have a call button that they can press and they have access to a nurse 24/7.
Mm-hmm. That's very important, I think, as well. But, you know, you've got a lot of things coming up here. Some of the well-known events that Schmidt has sponsored in the past and some new events. And Jeremy, let's talk about some of those. What's coming up next here on the Schmidt Woodland Hills calendar?
Our next event is one that we've done many times in the past. COVID has kind of made it harder to do recently, but we did it in 23 and we're doing it again this year and hopefully every year after, is our Mother's Day brunch. That's coming up on May 11th. That's the Sunday of Mother's Day. And it'll be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we need people to make reservations so they can come and see their mothers and grandmothers or just friends that are at Schmidt Woodland Hills and spend some time with them. We have breakfast items and entree items for that. The cost on that is $20 for adults, $13 for 6 to 12, and under 6 is free. But
where will that be served then, Jeremy?
That's actually served in our main dining room in the RCAC, the apartments, on the second floor. We also set up tables in our activity room because we don't have quite enough room in the dining room to seat everybody that comes for the brunch, but it works out really well. We stay busy all day long and people have a great time.
Do you have to take reservations for that, or how does that work?
We do need reservations, and our reservations actually need to be called in by Wednesday the 7th, and they can just call Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our number is 608-647-8931, and you can just talk to the receptionist and she can take your reservations.
So that's coming up on May 11th, but we don't want to leave dads out. I think you're doing something for Father's Day too, aren't you?
We are doing something for dads this year. We weren't able to do it on Father's Day, but on the Thursday before Father's Day, which is June 12th, we are having a cookout and a classic car cruise in. So we've got guys from a local car club that are bringing their cars out, and anybody's welcome to do that. If you have a car that you want to bring and just show off, you can do that. We're going to have hot dogs and burgers for people, and it's going to be, we're planning on it being from 5 to 7. If it goes longer, it goes longer. It's fine. But yeah, we're hoping that we can get a good turnout for that.
I think that'll be a great night. Hopefully you get some good weather. People can, even if you're not going to be a part of the cookout, you can come out and look at all the cars.
Yep. For sure. Absolutely.
That'll work well. So that's on the 12th of June. And I think we'll probably start advertising this real soon. But every year we talk about the Tommy P. Harvey golf outing. Anything new with that this year, Jeremy?
Well, I didn't really make any changes to it this year. We're having it in Viroqua again this year. It'll be on July 17th. We usually have a full group of people golfing. We can only have 80 golfers because of the number of carts that are available. And each year we do fill up every one of those carts. So if you're wanting to participate in that, get a hold of us. We will be sending out information here shortly on that too.
Is there a way online for people to register?
I don't have anything online right now, but I will shortly have registration online.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that does fill up pretty fast.
It does, yes. We usually, like I said, we fill that up really quickly. So if you're interested in doing it, reach out to us and we can get you signed up.
Is that one of the main, the big fundraisers?
That has historically been our biggest fundraiser of the year. Another one that's been large is our end of the year gala, which hasn't happened in several years. We are bringing that back this year, and we'd like to talk about that more maybe later in the year once we're getting a little closer to that. But that is in the plans for this year. So,
isn't it nice to be back, post COVID and having some of these normal functions again?
It is nice. It's great for our residents to be able to have a little more normalcy, to be able to interact more. I came to Schmidt 3 years ago, so it was a little into COVID, so I didn't get to see the really, lockdowns that happened at the beginning of COVID. But we've been trying hard for the last several years to get back to normal and try to get people's lives back to what they should be.
Mm-hmm. And residents can go and come from the rooms and everything now, and it's just a lot different than it was a few years ago.
It is. It is. People get to interact. They go all over the building. They go out of the building, do all kinds of activities now.
Now that the weather is nice, they can sit out and get some sun out on the Miranda there and have a good time. What about, I know you have a raffle coming up fairly soon, too. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's our annual raffle. It coincides with our golf outing. That's when the drawing happens, is at the golf outing. You don't have to be at the outing for your name to be drawn and to win. This year, we were lucky enough to get some donations for our prizes for our raffle. Our first prize this year is actually a five-night stay at Navarre, Florida. That was donated by the Call Family Rentals. And then we have a first prize of a three-night stay in Lac de Flambeau, which was donated by Tri-State Basement Repair. We also have some cash prizes and some other prizes that go along with those, but those are the two top prizes.
Will you be selling tickets for that soon?
We are selling tickets. There's people that have tickets out in the community already. I have two locations right now that are selling them at businesses. Those are Joan Chevrolet and Quail Run. If anybody would like to have their business added to as a location that can sell tickets, just let me know.
You'll be drawing those out at the golf outing then?
We will, yes. We have 1,500 tickets that were printed, so your odds are pretty good at getting something.
Yeah, they sure are. Another thing we wanted to talk about this morning, Addison, is employment. You, like everybody, could use some help, right?
We sure can. So, like I said, Schmidt's a really great place to work. I've had a super good experience there myself. I have a really good team of department heads, and all of our other staff is really great, too. So, our main employment opportunities clinically is going to be our PM shift and doc shift CNAs. So that's 2 to 10 or 10 to 6. We have full-time positions available in both of those shifts. We also could do PRN on nursing or PRN days for CNAs. And then we have part-time and full-time positions available in dietary and housekeeping as well. So there's really something for everyone. If you kind of don't like that direct resident care aspect, we have dietary and housekeeping as well. So you get some interaction with the residents, even if you don't want to do clinical care, you don't have a certified nursing assistant certification. So
it's a great opportunity for young people, yeah. Like maybe looking for their first job, isn't it?
We have a couple high schoolers that will work for us too. So if they kind of just want to get that experience in healthcare, but maybe they're not certified to be a nursing assistant or they're not quite ready for that yet, dietary housekeeping activities is a really great place for them to start out, just to kind of get into that environment and just kind of see what's going on at Schmidt. We also offer volunteer opportunities too. So if someone doesn't want to commit to those working hours, they can come on in and volunteer just to interact with our residents as well.
Yeah, give us some examples of, if you volunteer, some things that you could be doing or helping out with.
Yeah, so with the summertime starting up here, we do have our trishaws. So those are the bikes that we can take residents for rides on. So we do have volunteers that do that. Volunteers can help with any activities too. Bingo's the fan favorite at Schmidt, but there's tons of other things we do, crafts, stuff like that. Even just spending one-on-one time with some of our residents that don't have family, they really benefit from that one-on-one conversation, no matter who it is. And I think that's something that we really could benefit from using volunteers for.
If you win bingo, you get a chance to go to the company store, so to speak, don't you?
Yep.
That works out pretty well. I know residents really look forward to that.
Yeah, they do. Sure. They take their prize to, or their token or whatever it is, to the store to get items, and they are really happy about that.
For sure.
Have either of you ridden or piloted the Trishaw?
Well, I have piloted it just in practice.
Oh, okay.
And since I'm new to this department, that's kind of part of the thing I oversee is the Trishaws, so I have practiced a little bit and look forward to getting a little more time behind the wheel, I guess you could say.
I'm curious, so how hard is it to pedal that machine?
It's really not hard at all. They are electronic assist, so, I mean, you pedal, but you've got a motor to help you if you know, going up hills or even on the flat, that you don't have to work real hard at it.
I wondered about that because I've seen the Trishaw out with residents from Schmidt Woodland Hills quite a long ways away from the facility. And I'm like, wow, they've got a long road back.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for pilots to take residents all the way to Culver's to get ice cream. We get the little tokens so they can get ice cream on a nice warm day. And the nice thing is we have two different options for our Trishaws. We have the chat that is got two seats right in front of the pilot, kind of a bench seat there that two people can ride on. And then our other one is set up so that we can have residents that are in wheelchairs go on. So it's got a platform that we can strap down chairs into. And so everybody in our facility can really take advantage of our Trishaws.
It seems like quite such a long way, but, you know, right down the bike trail, it's pretty safe to head down that direction.
It really is. And it's an easy pedal going that way. I've gone all the way down to Culver's with the Trishaw before just to see what it was like before I asked anybody else to do it. But it is really not a hard ride, and it's pretty nice. You've got a lot of stuff to look at.
You do, and if somebody's wondering about it, I mean, what an excellent opportunity. You know, you get a little bit of physical activity, and you volunteer for the community.
That's
a win-win situation.
There. It definitely is.
Yeah. How can people volunteer or find out more about the tri-shows?
Just contact Schmidt-Woodland Hills either by phone or go on our website and you can get the information on how you can contact us about volunteering.
We have some trivia that we're going to be getting into here in the coming days and weeks and months that your staff has put together. But there's some interesting tidbits there.
There is.
You guys maybe given some of the answers during our talk this morning.
We have, and I think that's okay. We got to give people some easy ones too.
Yeah, but that we're going to be doing that in the coming days and weeks and leading up to the golf outing. But even including the original name of Schmidt-Woodland Hills, which was what?
Schmidt Methodist Home.
You said that earlier, so we might even ask that question along the way.
Yeah, that may come up.
Was it only for people of Methodist faith when it first started, or?
That's really what it was at the beginning, but that's why the name was changed to really open it up to people of all faiths.
Right. No longer matters.
No, it doesn't.
It hasn't for years. Right. So it looks like you got a lot of things coming up this year. Anything else either of you would like to add about it?
I feel like we've kind of hit everything. We're just happy that we can be celebrating the 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Mm-hmm. That's our slogan for the year.
And look for some year-long activities.
Yes, right? We're going to keep people busy this year.
Going on.
Yeah, it looks like you do. And the next thing is the Mother's Day brunch, so people should get the reservations in for that.
Call us up and make your reservations.
Awesome. Good. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. You bet. Schmidt-Woodland Hills celebrating 60 years this very month, and congratulations to them, and thanks to Addison Platt, Administrator, and Jeremy Walsh, Development Director, for being our guests in this portion of the morning show.